Amen. Let's pray. Father, thanks a million for the opportunity to be here once again. Thank you for these days that you've been with us. We ask for your will to be done and perfect that which concerns our lives. Give us a spirit of understanding. Give us a willing heart to respond to your love and to your mercy and to respond to your call. We are grateful. We are thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Right. Now, I want to talk to you about fighting in four dimensions. Yesterday, I established the fact that ministry is war. Amen. Ministry is war. To make full proof of your ministry, you have to have a war mentality. And that is what Paul told Timothy, that because of the prophecies that have gone before thee, you should arm yourself to wage a good warfare, how to fight. So anybody who is going to make full proof of your ministry, you must really, really, really have a mind that you are going to fight your way throughout every step of the way. Amen. And so I said that what will make you win the war is your strength. Your strength is what determines your victory in warfare. But this one, I want to show you four areas that you must fight. Amen. Four main areas, four dimensions or areas that you have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to fight. Don't be tired of fighting. Don't be tired of fighting. Fighting for a good cause. Your whole life, you'll be fighting. And when you die, then it is over. Then you go and rest. So, but I need you to see this four dimension, because if you don't identify these areas and wage a good warfare, you are likely not to succeed in fulfilling your ministry. Amen. Amen. We live in a world, or we live in different worlds, and you need to understand. I don't know whether it's this group that I was explaining to you, that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, and that we are seated in heavenly places. Is it this group? Yes. Like Ephesians 2 verse 6. Ephesians 2 verse 6. It says, God, Jesus has raised us up together. Or God has raised us up together. And made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we live and operate in different worlds at the same time. But spiritually, we are seated in heavenly places. Is that not so? We are operating in the earthly realm, but we are also operating in the spiritual realm at the same time. That's who we are. And this is how a spiritual war is. You operate in different dimensions. So you see the war in different places, Ukraine and all the other places. Yeah, they operate both in the air, and then they operate both in the air and on the earth. It's the same principle. So it's that we are here, but Our place is also in heaven. And so we have superior, this thing against devil, superiority against the devil because of where we are seated. Now, there are four dimensions that you must fight to gain control of your life and your ministry. Number one, the personal dimension. Number two, the family dimension. Number three, the leadership dimension. And then number four, the public dimension of the ministry. Your warfare is going to be centered around these four dimensions or four areas. Personal dimension, family dimension, public dimension of ministry, and then the leadership dimension. So I'm going to take them one by one. Oh, yes. But I need you to listen to me carefully because this will be the defining moment of your everything that we've learned here. This is the big one that you must catch. All right? Yes. So the first dimension is the personal dimension. So this war, the war in the first dimension is the war for your personal, is the war for your personal wholeness. Your personal wholeness. Amen. And there are matters that have to be fought to establish your personal wholeness and integrity. So the war in the first dimension is therefore a war for your personal holiness. Say holiness.
Holiness.
Yes. Yes. The war in the personal dimension is the war for holiness, or the war for purity, or the war to establish your humility as an individual. And it's the war in the first dimension is a war to establish your ability to love and forgive. Love and forgive. The war in the first dimension is a war where you fight against depression and bad attitude in yourself. The war in the first dimension is a war against bad domestic habits and inappropriate behavior. Amen.
Amen.
Now, at every stage of your life, you will be fighting in the first dimension. You'll be fighting to be holy, to be pure, to be humble, to forgive. Is it not true?
True.
No matter how old you become, you are 17 years old, you see that you have to fight to be holy. You have to fight to be pure. You have to fight to maintain good integrity and good behavior. You have to fight to forgive people. People will be hurting you. How many have been hurt before? Almost everybody here have been hurt before. Wow. People will be hurt. You also hurt people. Do you know that offense has taken more people out of the ministry than fornication? Yes. Offense has wiped out more people from ministry and from the work of God than fornication. People fornicate next time they are in church. Sunday. This series, some of our members, choir members will fornicate, but they will come to church and sing. But somebody will get offended today, tomorrow you won't come to church and you won't see the person again. And many people have lost their ministry because of offense. Yes. They just got offended and that is it. Amen.
Amen.
I think the first day I told that I became offended and I left church for 3 weeks. Yes. If I had not forgiven and come back, I would have thrown away my ministry. I would have thrown away my ministry. I would not be standing here today preaching to you. So the personal dimension is the war for your personal holiness and purity. And when you are a young person, this is a big one for you. If you don't pass this dimension, this is the first. If you are not able to overcome this particular one, you cannot rise up to become anything for God. Because ministry is not compatible with a lot of bad things. It doesn't work. Now, the enemy will fight to make you unable to live a holy life. And already some of you are fighting to live a holy life. Is that not so? Yes. You don't want to say it, but that's the truth. Yes. The enemy will fight, and it's a fight that he will bring to your doorstep, especially our brothers. Now, there are four practices that Satan would love to impact you as a young person. Four practices that Satan would like to impact to you as a young person. And once he's successful at it, implanting this in you, you will struggle for the rest of your life to remain holy. Yes, it becomes a fight, or, you know, you are able to be on top of your game. So, number one, pornography. Yes. Once planted in you, it's difficult to overcome, both now and the future. Yes, that is why Paul told the Thessalonian church, 1 Thessalonians 5:22, he said, flee from all appearances of evil. Yes, flee. You know, some things, sometimes you're not too sure whether, you know, but when it has an element of evil, flee from it. Yes, when there's a small element of evil, do you see? Yes. Flee from it. It's dangerous. Number two, masturbation. Yeah, it's also a negative practice that is difficult to overcome. And it has a lot of multiple negative effects. I'm talking about the war for your personal holiness. That's the first dimension. That's the first dimension of the war. Masturbation. You know, one of the evil effects of masturbation, do you see, is the fact that when you start, especially when you're young, I mean, I know a lot of people start very young and they do these things. By the time you are getting married, your sperms are getting finished. It's almost like because normal married people have sex maybe twice a week or three times a week. Do you see? So let's say you marry at the age of 25, 26, 27, you have sex three times a week. But a person who masturbates, I know a brother, he masturbates every day, every morning when he wakes up, every evening when he's going to sleep. So multiply that by 7 in a week. 14 times of ejaculation. A month is how many? 14 times 4. 56. 56 ejaculations. And you are only 16 years.
56, that's a lot.
So by the time you... So imagine you do this for 10 years before you get married. By the time you get married, you've run out. Do you see? You are left with only water. No seed. I'm telling you. That's why today we have a lot of young people who cannot impregnate their wives. When you go into it, it started from masturbation. Then apart from that, as you are always pulling, the veins and the strings are also getting weak and tired. Been pulling it out for 10 years. Do you see? By the time you marry at the age of 8, the thing cannot stand anymore.
Cannot stand.
I know you don't like what I'm saying, but I'll say it. Because I want you to win the war at the personal dimension. You must win the war at the personal dimension. Yes. And then you see some ladies too also into masturbation. They do it when they marry. They don't like what the man will do. They want the nature. They like what they will have to do to themselves. Serious. Then number three, fornication. Yes. Fornication. You see? Fornication with delightful and strange women sensitizes your taste. Yes. To delicious sex. Such evil women will always be attractive to you once you have tasted what they are like as a youth. So there are some people because of fornication, when they marry a nice Christian sister and all that, they don't enjoy their wives because they are used to a particular taste. They were into strange women, and what a strange woman would do, this Christian girl cannot do it. It will take her 10 years in marriage to learn it. Yes. So that is why God in his own wisdom will tell you that flee from this thing. And then marry. And when you marry, so the only thing you know is your wife. And you are all learning. But you have gone to marry somebody who has gone into things. Yes. Serious. The person is not innocent at all. And you have gone to marry to Simple Sally, who doesn't have exotic adventures and delicious escapades. That you have is Slippery Susie. Serious. So today, when we are even counseling people where people are going to get married, we tell them that, look, you must get your taste. Like if you were a bad fornicator, also go and get a lady who was a bad fornicator and is born again. And then when you meet, it becomes Manchester and Liverpool. Match. But you are a virgin, you have gone to marry a very wild guy who has slept with so many girls. You are going to have problems. So a young person, this is the first dimension of the war. The war to overcome your personal weaknesses and to gain control, wholeness. Your personal wholeness. Your personal wholeness. There's a war. There's a war. That's a personal dimension. If you are able to fight and win, then you are going somewhere. Yeah. So every one of you here, remember this. Fight to gain control over your personal wholeness. And holiness and purity. It's a fight. If you leave it, if you leave yourself, the way the world has become now, I tell you, it's never going to get better. It's a fight. It's a daily fight. Paul said, I die daily. Daily. It's a fight to die daily. Because in your flesh dwelleth nothing good. Look at what Paul said. Romans 7 verse 18. He said, for I know. You have to know. Don't pretend about it. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth nothing good. Never trust your flesh. Never. There's nothing good in it. For will is present, but to perform that which is good, I find not. Do you see? Do you agree with Paul? To will is present, but to perform that which is good, I find it's like, you know, it's not that you don't know that this is wrong, but you know that this is not correct. But it's like the willingness to do that which is good is something you can't easily find. It's a struggle. Verse 19. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. What I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. And the good thing that I want to do, I can't do it. Verse 20. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Sin dwelleth in us. The seed of Adam and Eve. 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my memory, warring against. Say, warring.
Warring.
Yeah. There's a fight, warring against the law of my mind. There's a fight, it's a personal fight. And that's why I'm saying that it is something you have to be aware of and fight it. Bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So you see that there's a to bring you into captivity of sin. There's a fight. So you need to be aware of it. And you need to know and constantly and continuously wage a good warfare. So all the things Paul was telling Timothy, right from the beginning of his life and ministry, that there's a prophecy on you, God has called you and all that. But you see that he was telling him personally, flee from fornication, flee youthful lust, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do this. Treat the younger girls as sisters, treat the older women as mothers, treat the whatever. It's like it's a war, warning and messages to help him fight against the personal dimension of the war. Hallelujah. Amen. And even as the years go by, you see that you never have to stop fighting this personal dimension, this first dimension of the war. You have to fight it throughout your whole life. And because sin is present in us. And like I said the last time, every age has a sin that easily besets them. 80-year-old woman is not struggling with fornication. A 90-year-old man is not struggling with masturbation and all those things. It's the sins of the youth. The sins of the youth is lust. The sins of old age is pride. Yes. And all of them are dangerous and can destroy you. Yes. The older you become, the more unforgiving you can become. And stubborn you can become. And these are all dangerous. Yeah, that's why when Saul became rebellious and stubborn, the prophet said, when you were a child, when you were but a little child, in your own eyes, you do anything that you are told. Now you are a big man. Now you are a big man. You are full of pride and stubbornness and rebellion. Look at you. You are arguing with me. And that's how he lost everything. Through pride. Hallelujah. So the first dimension of the war is a personal dimension. Amen.
Amen.
And throughout your life, you have to fight to establish yourself in holiness and purity. Yes, you have to fight to establish. It's not a small thing, it's a fight. How many know that it's a fight to be holy? It's a serious fight. Yeah, it's a serious fight. And you should never give up. You should give up on this dimension. You must win by all means. You must never ever give up. Yes. Another fight in the first dimension is the fight to be spiritual. Yes. Fight to be spiritual. Yes. You see, the war in the first dimension has nothing to do with externals. Everything is personal. Yes, it's about the unseen, the personal and the internal. That's what this war is all about. The unseen things, the personal things, the internal things. And if you win the war in the first dimension, you are qualified to fight in the second and the third dimension of war. Yes. So there's a first line. It's like you win this one, then you are qualified for the second. Then you are qualified for the third dimension because there are four dimensions. So many of you here love God. You want to serve God, but you are losing the battle on this one. Yes. The personal dimension. You are losing that battle. You are struggling with pornography, struggling with masturbation, struggling with fornication. You are struggling with all kinds of other things. Struggling with purity. Struggling to be spiritual. You can't pray. You can't fast. You won't fast. You can't spend time. You don't listen to messages. How is God going to use you? Social media has taken all your attention. Some of you must not have Facebook on your phone. Must not have Instagram on your phone. Yes. Yeah. You should not. Maybe you should have another device that you have it. But the phone is always with you. So when you have these things on, it always take your attention. Yes. So I have some things on my iPad. I don't carry my iPad all the time. I don't have them on my phone. It's on my iPad. Because when you have it, every some of you are in church. You see that you are forced to go and look at open Facebook, open this, check this, check that, and all that. It's spoiling you. Yes. Or what I'm saying, it doesn't happen to you. Yes. So it's a fight we have to win. I see you receiving grace to win this fight. Yes. And especially those of you who are already into certain taste. That you are used to a particular taste. You have to fight. You have to get more ballistic missiles. Yes. So pornography, masturbation, fornication, and then the third one is homosexuality. Yes. Satan would like to plant in you the taste for homosexuality. Yes. And homosexuality is a very terrible practice. Because once you taste it, it becomes very difficult to root it out. Unless you are very determined and serious. That's why I never try it. Don't try it. Don't try it at all. Don't go there. Yes. It's one of the most stubborn demons you can ever encounter. I'm telling you. Don't try it. Don't watch it. The spirit behind it is very strong. You watch it, it enters into you. It's not easy. Unless you are very, very determined to open up for guidance, for spiritual cleansing, advice, different things. It's not a small thing. So you have to remember this. Would you remember? What is the war on the personal dimension? Let's do a little exercise. Is the war to what? For personal holiness and purity. The law is the war to love and to forgive. Yes. To establish your ability to love and to forgive. And there's also the war where you fight against depression and bad attitude in yourself. Bad attitudes. What are some of the bad attitudes you must overcome? Anger, talking back, rudeness, not smiling, not flowing. Some of you don't like bathing. I mean, can you imagine the sisters here? They have not bathed for 3 days. Sisters. Can you imagine? Or the brothers have not bathed for 7 days.
One day,
a wife came to complain about her husband. Hey. The only problem they had in their marriage, that the husband doesn't like to bath. So I said, when you say he doesn't like to bath, I thought you would say, oh, maybe he'll bath today or he'll bath once a day. 3 weeks, he has not bathed. It's a bad attitude. We spoke to the guy, now the 3 weeks became 2 weeks. It's like progress, he has improved. Serious. Now, what are the four practices that Satan would love to impact to you as a young person? Number one is what?
Pornography.
Number two?
Masturbation.
Number three?
Fornication.
Number four?
Homosexuality.
Beautiful. You must mark these four practices. And nip them in the bud. Tell yourself that, no, I'm going to conquer you by the grace of God. I'm going to conquer you.